Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Thank you, Picker. I like hearing that song first thing here on Sunday morning. And good morning to all you listeners out there. My name is R.T. Lowe, and you're listening to For Your Information here on Cox Radio. For Your Information is a public affairs program, and we try to have someone from the Cleveland area on to tell us about things going on in their part of the community. And I have a real good guest today because he works with most of the community. His name is Jim Carson, and he is the Chief Operating Officer for the Greater Cleveland Chamber of Commerce. Did I get all that right, Jim?
You got it right.
Because I just wrote down COO, and I said, I hope I'm still right on that.
Yeah, people say, ask me, what is a coup?
What is a coup? Well, to start with, you have been busy as crazy. I mean, this has been a kind of a busy summer for you, but it's just getting going. You've got a lot of things coming up, don't you?
Yeah, we have one coming up this month, in fact. It's, you know, every year we've had a gun show, and the attendance at gun shows dropped off quite a bit. So this year we expanded it, and we're doing a Cleveland Outdoor Expo. And basically, that's going to be a two-day event, the 26th and 27th of this month, which is a Saturday and Sunday. And we're having it at the Cleveland Civic Center and the Stanzel Park Expo Center, which is across the street.
Okay.
And we've got a lot of neat things that we're doing for the... Well, first off, this is a free event, which, you know, usually we used to charge for gun shows and everything. We were fortunate enough to get sponsorships and... from the chamber and hotel tax funds from the city that help us promote this thing. So
really, no, but it's going to be a free event now.
Absolutely free, yes. So
that's a big change.
Yes, it is. It used to be $8 admission, and you know, we worked it as hard as we could, and the sponsorships were really supportive. And it's partial gun show, but in the Civic Center section, there's going to be all types of vendors. We've got jewelry vendors, clothing vendors, craft vendors, gun vendors, hunting and fishing vendors, and things like that. And then across the street, we're doing is where our at Stanzel Park, we've got a kid zone there, and in the kid zone, we've got a lot of neat stuff for the kids to do. We've got the BB gun range, and we've got the catch and release fish tank where the kids will be able to come in, catch and release fish. We'll have an archery range. We're going to have a rock wall there for anyone. They wouldn't let me climb it because if I fell, I'd create too much damage below. In addition to that, we have every hour we're going to have how-to seminars. We've got Master Gardening. We've got Texas Parks and Wildlife coming in. Beekeeping, turkey calling, duck calling, feral hog control, Texas Law Shield. So it's going to be a fun-filled day for the whole family. Be lots of food there. The Lions Club's doing serving all the food.
Oh, good.
So that's going to help them out too. And then, as far as the vendors, there's going to be we'll probably have over 100 tables in the, filled actually in the Civic Center. Vendors selling pretty much anything you want. It's, you know, as I said, there's jewelry. We've got a ceramics vendor in there, and clothing, and Scentsy, and everything you can think of.
Wow, that sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun, a great event. Now, when is this going
to
be?
That's 9 to 5 on Saturday, August 26th. and 10 to 4 on Sunday, August 27th.
So we're talking the last weekend in August.
Last weekend, yes.
And folks, that gives you a little bit of time to prepare. Are you still taking possible vendors?
Yes, we still have a few vendor tables. We have indoor and outdoor, so for some people that want to be out there in that nice summer sun, we have some pretty large booths available there, and the booths are $60, and that's the only thing that they're paying, or the vendors are paying for their booths. Everything else is free. And, of course, the food's going to be, you have to buy the food.
You got to buy the food, yeah. The Lions Club would appreciate that.
Yes.
If you don't mind, would you give the contact information so that if we have any vendors out there, they will know where to get a hold of you?
Yeah, what we did this year, RT, is we bought an IP address, and we have an IP address that's called ExpoCleve, ExpoCleve.com. And that connects right to our website, the right page for all the information, the layout of the Civic Center, the layout of Stanza Park, applications and everything. Or they can call the chamber. And if they call the chamber, it's 281-592-8786.
Wow, Expo Cleve, huh?
Expo Cleve. Yeah, we put that on the billboards because you're going down the road, it's a little hard to remember a telephone number.
Yes. And you don't want to take time to write one down, do you?
No, exactly. So, no, not today, especially.
Yeah. Expo Cleve, that's easy enough to remember.
Yes, it is.
.com, right?
Yes.
Now, for those of us that are interested in going, especially if you got young kids, I've just got an image of, 75 kids out there with Buck Jones pump BB guns and
well, no, the BB guns are, it's a supervised area. It's going to be in the actual arena.
Oh, okay.
And then and we've got it on, as I said, both sides of the street. The one thing I didn't mention, we have a laser shooting range too. That's going to be in the Civic Center. It's basically they have these laser guns and they have targets that they bring up and shoot the laser targets.
Oh, wow. This is going to be a fun, interactive event, then.
Oh, it is, and it's a nice day out, and all the Cleveland schools start that following Monday, so it's your last big fling before school.
Oh, that's right. I don't have any in school right now. It's just my grandkids in school, so I don't have to worry about it. I just get to spoil them, kiss them, and send them on their way.
I understand. That's what I do.
Now, when you're talking about the show that's coming up. It's mainly outdoor theme, though, right?
Yes.
Hunting,
fishing. We're going to have Martin's going to have the new Polaris is there. They just opened that Polaris dealership in town.
Oh, that's a four-wheeler, right?
Yeah, the four-wheelers, and they're real cool. We had we went to their ribbon cutting this weekend, and that is a really neat machine. But they're going to have that. We're going to have some boats there. We'll have some conversion vans and lots of pickup trucks.
And they'll all be on display out there for people to look at. And,
yes.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be information for hunters and fishermen out there, right?
Yes, there will. Yeah, we'll have, as I said, there'll be people selling stuff, and they'll have the gun people. We'll have their gun booths and everything. But the big thing is the how-to seminars is the really neat deal because there's, like feral hog control. There's so many things about feral hogs that people don't understand, and this will kind of enlighten you on it.
That is an invasive species. It earns its title.
Yes.
I tell you what, they do more damage than anything else right now. It's amazing. You would think people would go out and hunt them more, but the problem is it's not the best eating meat in the world. It's not bad as if you can mix it with something, Once again, when is the dates on this and the times?
It's Saturday, 9 to 5 on August 26th, and Sunday, 10 to 4 on August 27th.
And we're speaking with Jim Carson, the Chief Operating Officer for the Greater Cleveland Chamber of Commerce. And, of course, the Chamber's nonprofit, and this is going to definitely be nonprofit because it's free admission for anybody.
Right. This is not a fundraiser. We're trying to promote all the aspects of what's available in Cleveland, and there's a lot of things going on in Cleveland people don't realize.
That's true. Cleveland got a lot going on. The city itself, you and I have talked about this a few times, the city itself shows up to be under 10,000 people, but that's because it's kind of a water landlocked area, and that's from what I understand. Some of that might be changing in the near
future. Oh yeah,
future.
With all the new development coming in. Yep. But you know, the Greater Cleveland Chamber basically there's I think at the population official population is like 7,800 for Cleveland, but our service area is about 75,000 people.
Yeah, there's a lot of people out in the woods and a lot of businesses out and around too.
Yes.
And Cleveland itself has it's got a fair amount of businesses that serve all these people.
Oh, yes, definitely.
As we were talking about the things for the kids, the rock climbing and things like that, for the adults, it's mainly going to be checking out all the cool stuff, right?
Yes, we have kids' toys and adult toys.
I do have to ask, you said that the Lions Club is doing the cooking. Do you know what they're going to feature, or are they going to have a little bit of everything?
Well, we were talking about that. We had a meeting today at noon with the Lions Club, and they haven't got it all down pat, but they're going to have hamburgers and hot dogs and sausage on a stick, all the country stuff, you know, the husk corn and stuff like that, all the stuff that you'd have at a kind of an outdoor picnic type thing.
At a fair type thing.
Yes.
And what's the name of this event?
It's Outdoor Expo Cleveland.
All right, and the website that you said, what was that again?
It's Expo, E-X-P-O, Cleve, C-L-E-V-E.
.com.
.com, yes.
So, folks, that's an easy way to find out more about it. As he said, there's still time. If you're a vendor, there's still time. And as you said, it's not just guns and gun-related this time.
No. We got one big booth there. They're going to have several tables, and that's Cowgirl Clothing.
Oh, wow.
So we've got jewelry. We even have somebody that's doing deer leases, hunting leases.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, now deer leases are something that might get a lot of people's attention.
Yes.
That's one thing as big as Texas is, it doesn't ever seem to be enough deer leases for everybody.
Exactly. Yeah, this is a real estate group that they specialize in that.
So, folks, you got a lot of things to look at. You're going to even have boats there, right? For
the water lovers. Yeah, there should be boats there too. For some reason, people don't want to bring boats because they don't think there's no water here. But we're working with a couple boat dealers, and we're going to have something here.
They must not have heard of Lake Livingston.
I guess not. No.
30 miles up the road, Trinity River.
Yes.
I tell you what, there's not much better fishing than taking a fair-sized John boat and drift down the Trinity River and fish as you go.
Oh, yes.
So there's a lot of things. Of course, Cleveland is basically known as, or it used to be known as, the gateway to the Big Thicket because it was such a, the woods were so close. Now it's been populated out there a lot, but there's still a lot of country area out there. And we've got the National Forest up here. So outdoors fits in real well with Cleveland.
Yeah, because I believe there's I'm not sure the name of the trail, but there's a trail that runs all the way up through Conroe, all the way down into through the Lake Houston Forest, or Houston National Forest, I believe it is,
yeah,
and
Sam,
all the way into Cleveland.
Yeah, Sam Houston National Forest.
Sam Houston National, yeah.
Yeah, and the and I'm trying to think of the name of it, too. I think it's...
Is it the Lone Star Hiking Trail?
Lone Star Hiking,
yes,
Trail. Right. I knew it had Texas or something like that in the title, Lone Star Hiking Trail. And it's over 100 miles long, folks.
Yes.
That's a hiking trail.
Well, and that's some of the things that we're trying to get people to recognize, that Cleveland, you know, they think, what do I want to go to Cleveland? If you're in Houston and you're going north, one of the first things you see is a sign to Cleveland. And there's a reason for that.
Now, Cleveland is a major intersection for a number of roads that go a bunch of different directions. So, folks, if you're on Highway 59 or Interstate 69 and you see the Cleveland up there, there's a reason. It's an intersection of a lot of roads and railroad tracks in the river.
Yes.
And we're speaking with Jim Carson, the Chief Operating Officer for the Greater Cleveland Chamber of Commerce.
Well, we kind of covered that pretty good. One more time, the date is when?
It's Saturday, August 26th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday, August 27th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And if they need more information, the website one more time?
It's expocleve, CLEVE.com.
Expocleve.com. You'll see some billboards up out along the Highway 69.
Yes, they're on both northbound and southbound. Plus, coming in 105 from Conroe, you'll see across the highway banner.
So you got that going on. Which is, you would think that would be enough, wouldn't you?
But well, it's never enough.
It's never enough, huh? You came up with, or somebody came up with something completely different for this year, and that's going to be coming up in the very near future also, right?
Right. We have something in September, and it's just a small business workshop.
Oh, okay, let's talk about that for a minute, because you'd mentioned that, and that's something pretty spectacular in itself.
Yeah, we're starting a new thing mainly for our members, but non-members are invited too. And it's a small business workshop. It's going to be on September 13th from 8 a.m. to noon. Includes breakfast. It's $25 for members, $35 for non-members. And a Dr. Paul Whitney, he's an executive consultant. He's going to be speaking on the fastest way to lose money in a business. The customer's always right. And strategic planning, it's not just for the big guys.
And you're talking about like a symposium for small businesses,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. Great for a small business coming and starting out and, you know, get a lot of great ideas on and see maybe what they're doing right and what they need to change.
And these folks, what helps the most is for those that are new to small business and maybe some folks that's been at it for a little while and still not sure what they're doing wrong, it keeps you from making the same mistakes others have made.
Yes.
And you can learn a lot.
Sure. It's a lot easier to hear about somebody's mistake than experience it yourself.
Yeah, especially when you look at the checkbook.
Yes.
For those of us that have run small businesses, you know what I mean. Yeah, I thought those were four-digit numbers, not two.
Yes.
When is that going to be again?
That's going to be on September 13th. It's a Wednesday, September 13th, from 8 a.m. to noon. It's going to be at the La Quinta Inn at 1004 South I-69 or U.S. 59 in Cleveland.
So that's something else that especially the folks that are looking to go into business or you're just starting a business, and it would help the folks that have been in business for a little while, Small Business Expo. Okay, so that's September. Then you got something else coming up towards that.
Yeah, then we have a brand-new event we're starting. It's going to be in October of this year. It's called Music Fest Cleveland, and that's going to be a one-day event. It's going to be Saturday, October 21st. Starts at 11:30 in the morning and runs until midnight. And that's going to be in both Stansell Expo Center and the Cleveland Civic Center. We've got a lot of featured artists. We have rockabilly, rock, soul, country, blues, and Zydeco. And our featured, they're all Texas artists. And we have like Two Tons of Steel.
Oh, wow.
Zach Wilkerson, the Lime Traders, Pushwater, Mark May, Zach Aaron, Shane Porter, and Herbie Stutz and the Grand Shin Band.
That must be the Zydeco Band.
Yes. You got it. And in addition to that, in the Civic Center, we're going to have the jazz bands playing in between these acts for the Cleveland High School, Tarkington High School, Splendora High School, and Shepherd High School. All their jazz bands will be playing there.
Oh, wow. That'll be good, too.
Yes.
And if you haven't heard, well, most of the folks in the immediate Cleveland area, if you've had any young people ever in school, you know that the music program there is strong. But their jazz band is just dynamite.
Oh, they are. We've had them play at our luncheons around the holidays. As a matter of fact, they're doing that this year for us.
Are they?
Yes.
Well, that ought to be a good time, too. Now, as far as the music goes, tell them, what's the do's and don'ts? It's in October, but it's not Oktoberfest, right?
No, it's not Oktoberfest. There will be beverages sold, adult beverages.
Okay.
Yeah. So we have, basically it's... the neat thing, you can't go to a concert in Houston for $15, and that's what it is. It's $15
wow.
for 13 and older.
For
and
all
you
day?
Actually get 8 concerts here.
Yeah, that's for all day.
That's for all day. You can stay all day and go in and out of the concerts or pick whichever ones you want, or go to one. Pick your favorite artist.
Okay, now that's a real good deal.
Oh, yes.
Do we see the... different groups, is there going to be a time for them to be visiting with any of the folks that attend? Or?
Yeah, I think there will be after the acts.
Okay, because I know a lot of times it's good if the bands will stick around. A lot of people like to collect autographs and talk
sure.
to them.
Yeah, and a lot of them will be selling some of their CDs and stuff.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Pick up some T-shirts and CDs.
Yes.
Now... Is it a bring your own blanket, or what's the situation?
Well, there are bleachers, and if you bring your own picnic chair, I would say, because it's in the arena.
Oh, okay. Everything
so
is going to be
a covered venue, so. And it's in October, so that means the temperature could be anything from 40 to 100.
Yes. Fall in Texas.
Yes.
And I think it got that name in Texas because it usually lasts. The time it takes you to drop 10 feet.
Yes.
That's your fall, and that's it.
Yes.
We got to be careful on what you dress, keep warm or not, you know, if it's 100 degrees. But that will keep any rain and things like that out.
Yes, it will.
And they will be set up on the far side and playing towards the stands?
They'll be actually between the stands. They'll be at the not on the far side. They'll be at the one end playing in the stands. The stands are along the side,
right?
And then in the middle there'll be places for chairs and everything. So if you bring your lawn chairs, you can take that into there.
Okay, that's a great idea.
So
that allows even more seating.
Yes, it does. And the tickets for this are on Eventbrite.com.
That's what I was going to ask. What is Eventbrite.com?
Eventbrite, that's a promotion site for events going on. They're all over the country. But if you weren't sure what it was, you could say, I want to find out what's going on in Cleveland, Texas. And you punch in Cleveland, Texas, and they tell you everything that's going on.
Oh, that's great. Something else I wasn't familiar with.
Even our Outdoor Expo is listed on there, too, even though they're not selling tickets or anything for it. But it's... They're listed on there.
Well, that's great. Folks, I don't know about you, but I just learned another place I can search to find out what's going on where.
Yes.
Now, the bands are, how long each band going to play at the, not at the, we'll get to the Civic Center in a minute, but in the covered area over at Stancil?
Most are actually be about an hour apiece, I believe.
About an hour apiece? And what kind of food or beverages are going to be there? You said the
I forgot to mention that. We're going to have a bunch of food trucks there, and there'll be craft vendors, and there'll be beer and wine, soda and water available.
Oh, wow. So there's going to be food trucks.
Yes.
You never can tell, folks. Some of those food trucks are better cooking than you can get at the five-star restaurant.
Oh, yeah, yes, that for sure.
And this we'll give everybody the date again so we don't forget.
It's Saturday, October 21st, and it runs from starts at 11:30 in the morning, and then it will run till midnight.
Something else I didn't get us to do, and we need to. Would you explain to everybody where the Civic Center and where Stancil is?
Yeah, the Civic Center is... At 210 Peach Avenue, and the Stancil Park is 211 Peach Avenue, which is right across the street. And Peach Avenue runs between 787 and 321. So if you're coming, or they call it 321-105 or Houston Street. So it's got three names, that not to confuse anybody.
No.
But if you know where the Cleveland City Hall is, that is on the corner of 321 or Houston Avenue or Houston Street and Peach Avenue. So if you turn left on Peach Avenue, that's the only way you can go, or right if you're coming north. But if you turn onto Peach Avenue, if you go down, you'll see the Civic Center will be the first big building on your left, and across the street is Stancil Park. And then, and I mentioned the Senior Center is the next building over, because we'll be using the Senior Center for parking and the Civic Center. And we're going to have remote parking, too, for the high at the high school, where we'll have shuttles bringing people in, too.
Oh, that'll be a lot of help.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a pretty big event.
Now, when you say there'll be directions to tell people how to get to the high school parking area?
Yes, we're going to have signs all around town for event parking, so people will be able to know where it's at. And then the high school's on 321 or East Houston Avenue.
And as you said, it's going to run until midnight.
Yes.
So it should be a interesting time, and we should probably, folks, if you don't want to eat at the food trucks and stuff, Cleveland's got tons of restaurants and places like that. If you want to take a break from the music, you can go out there, dozens of places to eat in town.
Oh, yes.
On the bands coming in, they're all situated, right? You want to tell everybody who that is again?
Okay, it's Two Tons of Steel. They're rockabilly, and then Zach Wilkerson is rock and soul.
Right.
Lime Traders are rock. Pushwater's country. Mark May is blues. Zach Aaron's country. Shane Porter is country. And Herbie Stutz and the Grand Shin Band is Zydeco.
We used to have a high school coach at Cleveland years ago, and he and his wife were champion Zydeco dancers. So if he's still around in East Texas, I hope he hears our talk, because they would drive anywhere to dance Zydeco.
And by the way, Country Legends will be doing an on-site here, too.
Oh, okay. So we'll be out there.
Yes, you will.
That's great. I know that the guys that do that do a phenomenal job.
Yes.
For those of you that aren't familiar with KTHT 97.1, that's us. That's probably who you're listening to if you're hearing this. And so you're going to have on-air out at the Music Fest then.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's going to be a lot of fun.
And we're speaking with Jim Carson, the Chief Operating Officer for the Greater Cleveland Chamber of Commerce.
I'm going to get you to kind of go over everything real quick, because we got about a minute and a half here. You mind telling everybody the three things we talked about? Remind them.
Okay, we've got the Outdoor Expo, which is 9 to 5 Saturday, August 26th, and 10 to 4 Sunday, August 27th. And then we've got in September, we have a small business workshop for small business or new businesses. And that is from 8 a.m. to noon at La Quinta in Cleveland. And it starts at Wednesday, September 13th.
Yeah.
And then the Music Fest Cleveland is Saturday, October 21st. And that starts at 11:30 in the morning and runs till midnight.
Well, Jim, I appreciate you being on and telling us about the things going on in the community. Good luck with all the events that you're trying to keep together. I know you've been working hard at it.
Thank you, RT.
Okay, well, I guess that wraps it up for Cox Radio. For your information here on Sunday morning, we appreciate you listening. And Picker, key up that flat top and take us on home.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.